Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
Okay, it is time for the odd news. And Josh, is there anything in this batch of stories that came from Fremont Street last night? Because we have a lot to offer.
Yeah, what about the guy in the shirt that says liberals suck?
I didn't think about that. Just having you guys just do like, hey, what was the weirdest thing you saw last night?
We could do a live man on the street odd news tomorrow.
Probably.
It's a great idea. We send Nick out there with his cell phone, and he just talks to the first person he sees.
We would have brought a tiny baby microphone for that segment. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
What was the oddest thing that we saw?
I think that store with the shirts.
That was an
Also, yeah. The gorillas.
There were many gorillas, Josh.
Gorillas?
Yes. Yeah, there were lots of gorillas.
There was two giant gorillas.
There was a woman having a breakdancing contest with one of the gorillas.
That's true.
And then, okay. I mean, the people that were doing the thriller stuff, but only if you gave them money.
That made me so mad.
So like, it's sensory overload. All these things are happening in front of you. And then there's also people ziplining over your head, and they're screaming at the top of their lungs.
If you want to get a taste of that, watch our video.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Watch Nick's vlog.
The vlog.
Perfect.
Have you seen but that's okay if we don't have any stories from Fremont Street. Josh, what do we got today?
We have a unfortunate incident in North Carolina. Uh-oh. Where a Bojangles recently opened. We love new businesses opening up. We are pro-business, pro-capitalism. We're certainly not commies.
Good take, Josh.
Leandro Gonzalez Espinoza noticed a problem as he was beautifying the area. He was picking up some trash on his shift at the Bojangles. They didn't spell Bojangles right when they put the big letters on the side of the building.
Uh-oh. What did they spell, Josh?
Nothing offensive or anything like that. They just spelled it Bojangles.
Bojangles?
Yes. not quite
exciting.
The same. He posted a photo online that said, "Do you see what I see?" Being very coy about the typo. Another person who shared it, and I think I know why this person is being brought up in the article, Wendell resident Caitlin Gooch, who is the founder of Saddle Up and Read, a nonprofit in the area, said that, and this is going to surprise you, the turn that this takes.
Uh-oh.
"I'm dyslexic, so I didn't realize there was anything wrong with the sign."
Oh, no. Josh, do we think that she is using that as an excuse, or is this real?
I don't know, but she has a funny name. She runs a nonprofit to help children read, and she's dyslexic. I mean, that story took some turns for me personally.
Are you accusing Josh people of with dyslexia just using it as an excuse to make mistakes?
No,
that's problem. No, ableist Josh.
I'm asking if she was using it to make us feel bad.
I can't believe a man with eyesight impairments is making fun of another person with eyesight impairments.
Fair point, Nick. Yeah. Very fair point, Nick.
Is Tom Cruise using it as an excuse?
As he read his scripts.
I will say it is
great question.
Bojangles might be a tough word to spell.
I wouldn't know how to spell it.
Bojangles.
Yes.
I think that's where you'd be most likely to get mixed up, right? The L and the E.
Yes. Indeed.
We go over across the pond to jolly old England, London.
Okay.
Where a comedian named Ed Gamble has been ordered to change a subway station poster It's an ad for his new stand-up, and it shows him eating a hot dog, and the name of the special is Hot Diggity Dog. He's trying to get people to watch his comedy special. Nice. But London said, no, no, see, you're advertising in our city subways, and we have a strict no junk food policy when it comes to advertising on our subways. And they said, you got to get that hot dog out of there. Can't have that hot dog on this advertisement because that's a junk food. Well, Ed put a cucumber on there instead.
Does it still say hot diggity dog?
It does still say hot diggity dog. He said, like, he wasn't offended by that. Like, that's fine. You know, I understand. I want to abide by the laws. I don't want to get in any trouble. But children in London now will think you're suggesting they eat cucumbers with ketchup and mustard, as there's ketchup and mustard all over his, you know, face and his shirt in the advertisement.
There's a
cucumber on the plate instead of a hot dog.
I mean, I do like a cucumber. Also, hot dogs, are they junk food?
Apparently in London, that's how strict
they
are.
I know they're not healthy. I know they're not healthy, but like when I think of I'm sitting down to eat junk food, I think of like a bag of Doritos.
Chips. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, not a hot dog.
Candy bars, soda, things like that.
I guess they consider fast food junk food, don't they?
Not really. It's kind of its own separate category of unhealthy food, right?
Yeah, we just say it's fast food.
It's amazing, though. Doritos really has cornered the market on junk food. You think junk food, you think Doritos.
When I think junk food chips, I think like Lay's.
Oh, interesting. Lays. Yeah. Poll question.
Like the yellow bag of just regular old Lay's?
I love those chips.
They're so salty.
Yeah. Your fingers get so oily.
I love it.
Do you dip it in anything?
No.
Wow, interesting.
They're such a soft chip, though.
They're too brittle to be a good dipping chip.
It's a soft chip.
Yeah, I like kettle-cooked chips.
I like a good hard chip.
Yeah.
Something that I can
hard
dip.
Hard boy.
Yeah.
Like that crunch.
For sure. But I don't know. Has anybody tried the cucumber with ketchup and mustard on it?
I don't like cucumbers plain.
You don't like cucumbers?
I hate cucumbers.
Yeah, dip them in ranch.
Oh, cucumbers
are
great.
I would rather. I want them pickled, but otherwise, I don't like the flavor of a cucumber.
You want them to be pickles?
Yes.
I love a cucumber.
Or some people call them summer pickles, where you slice up the cucumbers and then you mix it in with some vinegar, salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my mom does that. Good stuff.
That's really good.
Josh loves those vinegar foods.
Oh, interesting.
Vinegar kisses.
Vinegar kisses, baby.
Finally. We have an out-of-control Google streetcar that we need to talk about.
Uh-oh.
You know those, the camera, it drives through the neighborhood at a very slow rate, and it's taking pictures for Google Maps.
Arrested Development Season 4.
Yes. One of those cars is in trouble as the driver behind it made the car go 120 miles an hour during a police chase.
Jeez. Yikes.
Feels like a pretty obvious vehicle that the police would be after. But nevertheless, Coleman Ferguson, 37 years young, cop to his reckless operation of the camera-equipped vehicle last year. Ferguson agreed to a one-year suspended jail sentence and restitution of over $3,000 as part of the plea deal. Ferguson will be entered as a misdemeanor, so he's not a felon yet. Ferguson appears to have been mapping areas outside of Indianapolis last summer when a cop spotted the vehicle going 120. The auto had California plates, and cops reported several 360-degree cameras mounted to the vehicle. The car had the vinyl skin wrap of that said it was from Google Street View. With cops in pursuit, Ferguson refused to stop the Google car. After passing from one county to another, Ferguson lost control of the vehicle, drove through a guardrail, and went airborne before landing in a creek where he was
I got to see the map.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I got to see what came of this.
All of Indianapolis is very blurry on Google Maps all of a sudden.
That's amazing. Have you guys ever run into like a Google streetcar? Like not just driving past one on the road?
No, I have not.
I did once in Colorado. We've talked about this before, Josh.
Oh, that's right. We had a photo, an aerial view of like you and your wife.
Yeah, it looks like I'm a
you know, some sort of like Bigfoot or something like that, because it blurs out people's faces. And so I'm like walking across the street like,
It's weird how it blurs out some people's faces, but not every person's
face. Interesting. Problematic.
Big at Google.
Yeah, at Mount Chautauqua in Boulder, Colorado.
By the way, how do we feel about the delayed prison sentence? That seems like... like, you'd be regretting that. Like, oh, man, I could have been, like, 100 days in by
now. Is this, like, deferring Otani's money?
Yeah, I would want to get it done. If they were like, you're going to prison for a year, I'd say, let's sign me up now. I don't want to deal with it later.
It always seems odd that the people with those type of sentences can just go to prison whenever they want.
Yeah, right? I'll do it when I'm 100.
Yeah, I always thought that you could just, you know, that they told you when to go to jail.
Yeah.
Not you tell yourself when to go to jail.
Interesting.
I'll go to jail starting today. It seems like a very convenient point in my life. Now is the time.
If you commit a crime where it's not urgent that you go to jail right now, it feels like it shouldn't be a jail crime.
That's true. This is a different type of crime, not a jail crime.
It's a fine thing.
Yeah. I would also be offended, like, oh, you don't think I'm a flight risk? Like, you think I'm just going to stay here?
I'm going to prove you wrong. If I owed, like, $3,000, like, this guy owes $3,000, I'd be like, I'll just double it and not have to go to jail. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Can we do a little barter?
Can we work out a little deal?
Yeah. Barter.
And then they take you back, and the little kid tases you.
In the face.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
That is indeed the odd news. We will come back. We'll talk with Michael Brunts at the bottom of the hour. What's going on in the comments?
Bigelow says, why wait? I want to be an early enrollee for prison. He wants to be the Dylon.
He wants to be like Dylon.
Yeah. Oh, nice throwing motion there, Bigelow.
Like, not like Carter Nelson, not early enrollee.
That's true with his weird Twitter handle.
Carter 7586432.
Carter numbers.
And he just wanted to play basketball and do track.
Uh-huh.
And so he's not an early enrollee. He goes to college whenever he wants to go to college.
Like people go to prison now whenever they want to go to prison.
Exactly. We're here at Stadium Swim in Las Vegas. We are 2 hours deep, two more to come. In fact, five more to come.
I was just going to say, no, there's five more hours to come, Happer.
But two on the Connor Happer Show when we return on 1620 The Zone. Oh, but first... thank you, Josh. I appreciate this. But first, a reminder for our friends from the FanDuel Sportsbook. Happer here. It is MLB opening day. Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. They're all back. Nerfies, as I told the guys about before, they are back as well. There's no better place to get in on the MLB action than with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. $200 you could use on money lines, total strikeouts, homers. Like I said, Nerfies, if you want that short-term investment, no runs in the first inning, it's all there for you. Or take Bobby Witt Jr. to hit a home run today on opening day, and you can get your $200 in bonus bets. Or you could combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at an even bigger payout on an app that's safe, secure, and, as always, user-friendly. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer. Join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.